Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
Welcome to Easter celebration.
欢迎你来到复活节的主日。
We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这里庆祝我们主的复活。
Indeed, this is our privilege.
这也是我们作为基督徒的特权。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father God, as we proclaim your resurrection.
亲爱的天父上帝，当我们来这里来宣讲你的复活。
May you guide us and speak to us.
祈求你来带领我们，也对着我们的心来说话。
And help us to worship you with a joyous heart.
让我们能够有个喜乐的心来敬拜你。
To lift up your name.
来高举你的名。
To lift up your cross.
也真的是来高举你的十字架。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. What I have to talk to you about today is the utmost importance to the church.
我今天必须告诉大家的是关乎于教会作为重要的真理。
And not just this church, AACCC.
不单单是对我们这个教会。
But to the church of Jesus Christ in all its various expressions.
更是对基督普世的教会。
On this day, Easter Sunday,We commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
今天复活节的主日，我们来纪念耶稣基督从死里复活。
Sometimes I think that we have gotten so used to saying it that the actual reality of what we are talking about somehow gets lost in the process.
有些时候我在想，我们可能太习以为常地讲述耶稣的复活。以致在谈论的时候，耶稣基督复活这个确确实实的真理，却在我们的谈论中缺失了。
We are talking here about Jesus after having been nailed to the cross and experiencing complete and total death, literally coming back to life again.
我们在这里所说的是耶稣基督在被钉十字架之后，完全的经历了完全彻底的死亡，然后重新的活了过来。
We are here talking about a body.Which was far removed from life as that body you saw at the last funeral you attended, having lungs filled with oxygen, blood flowing through its veins again, and brain activities coming back to normal.
我们在这里所说的是一具已经没有生命的尸体，正如你最近一次参加葬礼时所看见的那样，重新拥有了生命。他的肺重新开始充满氧气，血液在血管里奔流，他的大脑重新开始工作。
And if that wasn't enough, the body that literally rose from the dead was none other than the body of God in human flesh.
还不单单是如此，更重要的是，这从死里复活的身体是神成为人的形象。三天前
，Who died 3 days previously for the sin of the entire world?
三天前，为了全世界的罪，被钉在十字架上。
If we can't experience that, if we are not excited about that, somehow we better check our pulse.
我们怎能不为此感到激动呢？
Warren Wiersbe says this, Easter is the truth that turns a church from a museum to ministry.
Warren Wiersbe 说过一句话，基督耶稣的复活，复活的真理使教会从博物馆成为事工。
Easter is the truth that turns the church from a museum to a ministry.
耶稣基督的复活的真理使教会从博物馆成为事
工。The most fundamental truth of the entire Bible is that Jesus rose from the dead.
整本圣经最基要的真理就是耶稣基督复活。
And without the resurrection, the rest of the Bible becomes pretty much meaningless.
如果没有耶稣基督的复活，整本圣经余下来的将是毫无意义的。
In fact, when we read about the history of the early church in the book of Acts, we discover that the resurrected Christ was the topic that they were to proclaim throughout the world.
事实上，我们从使徒行传来看初期教会的历史，我们会发现耶稣基督的复活是当时门徒向全世界布道的主题。
Look at what they said in Acts chapter 10, verse 39 to 43.
让我们一起看一下《使徒行传》十章，这是九节的。
Acts chapter 10, verse 39 to 43.
使徒行传十章三十九到四十三节。
The apostles proclaim, saying that we are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem.
他在犹太人之地并耶路撒冷所行一切事，由我们做见证。
They killed him by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen.
他们竟把他钉死挂在木头上杀了，第三日神叫他复活显现出来。
He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses from whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead.
不是显现给众人看，乃是显现给神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些在他从死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。
He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead.
他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的，要做审判活人死人的主。
All the prophets testified about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name.
众先知也为他做见证说，凡信他的人必因他的名得蒙赦罪。
What Peter proclaimed so many years ago is the same thing that we need to be proclaiming today.
彼得在两千多年前所宣讲，也是我们今天所要宣讲的。
And that is what I want to do this morning.
这也是我今天早晨正道的主题。
Proclaiming the resurrection.
来宣讲耶稣的复活。
And let's consider this message in two parts.
让我们来从两个部分来看这一个信息。
First part is what you need to know.
第一个是你需要所知道的。
And the second part is what you need to do.
第二部分是你应当去行的。
Let's consider what do you need to know.
先让我们来看你所需要知道的。
There are three specific things you need to know, whether you are already a Christian or you are thinking of becoming one.
无论你已经是一位基督徒还是你正在寻求神，有三件事是你需要知道的。
First thing, Jesus died for you.
第一件，耶稣为你死。
When Jesus died on the cross,He was as dead as you could possibly be.
当耶稣死在十字架上时，是完完全全的死了。
And the mind blower is that he went through the horrible death voluntarily.
更为震撼人心的是，他自愿的经历如此可怕的死亡。
Jesus chose to die this way.
耶稣选择用这种方式死。
That he made that choice because he knew that one day you would be sitting here.Lost in your sin, in need of Savior.
他做出这个决定，因为他知道有一天你会坐在这里，现在最终无法自拔，需要一位救主。
Peter said Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
彼得前书说道，他被挂在石头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
Now this was a wonderful truth to know.
这是一个很美好的真理。
That Jesus.Being the sinless Son of God,
耶稣神圣洁无瑕的儿子，亲身把你我一切的罪孽
took every sin that you and I would ever commit upon His own shoulders.
亲身把你我一切的罪孽背负在自己的肩上
and took the punishment for those sins that you and I deserve.
担当我们犯罪应受的刑罚
And let me put this in perspective.
这也就是说
you and I have both sinned.And that sin has separated us from a God who has never sinned. Now this holy God, being just, had no choice but to punish us for the sin that we committed.
这位圣洁的神，因着他公义的本性，不得不为我们的过犯惩罚我们。
But at the same time, this God who never sinned wanted to close the gap and bring us into a relationship with himself.
然而与此同时，这位从未犯罪的神希望弥合这罪的鸿沟，使我们能与他和好。
So he decided that instead of punishing you, he would punish his son.
所以神以惩罚他无罪的儿子代替惩罚了我们。
Who had done nothing wrong.
他的儿子没有犯任何的罪。
So that the price would be paid and you could come into a relationship with him.
所以罪的代价被付清了，你可以重新与神和好。
Jesus was our substitute upon the cross.
十字架上的耶稣是我们的赎罪祭。
The death we deserve for our sin was placed upon Christ.
死亡，这是我们本该为自己所犯的罪付上的代价，却落在了他的身上。
We were put on trials for the sins that we have committed.
我们为所犯的罪受审判。
And we were found guilty.
而且无可辩驳的，我们是有罪。
The punishment for that sin we were found guilty of was death.
我们犯罪的结果就是死亡。
But even though we were guilty, God took the heat for us.
虽然犯罪的是我们，但是神却亲自为我们担当了这个责罚。
When we place our trust in Jesus Christ,
当我们信靠耶稣基督，
we walk out of the eternal courtroom as a free man and woman.
我们就可以像自由人那样走出永恒的法庭。
And we are without the stain of sin on our record.
不留任何犯罪的污点。
We have been totally and completely set free from condemnation and from guilt because Jesus died for us.
我们不再被定罪，不再有罪疚，因为耶稣为我们死。
And that is something I really thought you need to know.
我真的相信这是你需要知道的。
Secondly,
第二，
Jesus rose for you.
耶稣为你复活。
You know, the good news about Easter is not really about Easter Bunny.
让我们感到欣慰的是，复活节并不是关于兔子的一个节日。
It's not about chocolate.
并不是关于巧克力的。
It's not about Easter eggs.
也不是关于那些复活节的彩蛋。
It is about God in human flesh, literally rising from the dead and proving that He is exactly who He claimed to be.
复活节是我们道成肉身的神确确实实的从死里复活，向世人证明他就是他自己宣称的那一位神的圣者。
After Jesus has been crucified, the women went to his tomb and met two angels.
耶稣被钉十字架以后，有几个妇人来到他的坟墓，看到两个天使在哪里。
And listen to what these two angels said to the women.
来请听一下天使对这些妇人所说的话。
They said, He isn't here. He has risen from the dead.
他不在这里，他已经复活了。
And listen, he says, Don't you remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he will rise again the third day?
难道你们不记得他还在加利利的时候怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活？
Don't you remember? The angel asked.
难道你们不记得吗？天使问。
Don't you remember that this is what Jesus had promised?
你们难道不记得这是耶稣的承诺吗？
That he would die and rise from the dead?
他会死，然后从死里复活。
And that is the question, brothers and sisters, I think we have to ask ourselves.
这也是我认为我们要问我们自己的一个问题。
Don't we remember?
难道我们不记得吗？
Don't you remember that this Christ who died for you has also risen for you?
难道我们不记得这位为我们死的基督也为我们从死里复活？
Don't you remember that his victory over death is proof positive that everything else that he claimed about himself is true?
难道我们不记得他向死亡的夸胜，不就表明他对自己其他的一切宣称都是千真万确的吗？
Don't you remember that Jesus who rose from the dead cares about you?
难道我们不记得这位从死里复活的耶稣关心我们吗？
He cares about you so much that he not only died on the cross as your substitute, but that he returned for you so that you could be with him forever and ever.
这位神是这样的爱我们，代替我们死在十字架上，并且为我们复活，使我们能够永永远远与他同在。
Jesus rose for us.
耶稣为我们复活。
That is something I thought you really need to know.
这是我相信你需要知道的。
Third thing.
第三。
Jesus cares for you.
耶稣关心你。
On a Sunday like this, we always have people in attendance I have never met before.
在像今天这样的主日早晨，我总是能见到一些我从以前从来没有见过的人。
But I think that is wonderful.
我觉得这是一件很好的事。
I'm so glad for everyone who is here.
我也为在座的每一位的来到感到高兴。
But I can't possibly know what everyone's life circumstances are.
但是我不可能知道在座每一位你们现在生命的情况怎样。
And I can't possibly know what you believe about God.
我也不可能知道你的信仰如何。
But I want to impress upon you the fact that no matter where you are in life today,
但是我想告诉你一个事实，无论现在你人生的境况如何，
whether you are a believer in Christ or an atheist or someone who has tried to please God in your whole life or someone who doesn't really care about God, what God thinks,
无论你是基督徒还是一个无神论者，无论你是一心一意的想要讨神喜悦，还是对神的命令不屑一顾。
But remember this.
请记得这个事实。
None of those things have any bearing on the fact that Jesus cares for you.
没有一件事能够改变这个事实，就是耶稣他关心你。
This God in the flesh, who died on the cross and rose from the dead, is the same God who wants you to know right now that there is nothing that you could possibly do or say that would change the fact that He is deeply, intimately in love with you.
这位取了人类形象，死在十字架上又从死里复活的神，如今也要你知道，你不可能做任何事或者说任何话来改变他对你深切的爱。
Do you need proof?
你需要证明。
Of his care for you?
你需要他关爱你的证明吗？
Look at the cross here.
看一看这个十字架。
Look at the cross on the communion table.
在这个圣餐桌子的十字架，桌子上的十字架。
That was hiding behind the screen.
在这个屏幕后面的十字架。
Maybe you can't see it.
或许你看不到。
Have you discovered that this cross?There is no Jesus on it.
你看到这十字架上吗？并没有耶稣在上面。
Have you discovered that there is no Jesus hanging on the cross at the communion table?
在这个十字架上并没有耶稣。
And that proof that Jesus cares for you.
这就是耶稣关爱你的证明。
Consider His love.
想一想他对你的爱。
For those.Who were hassled and helpless.
是讲他对那些受逼迫无助的人们的爱。
His care for those caught up in the most vile act of sin.
他关爱那些深受罪恶捆绑的人。
His provision for those who had nothing to eat.
他使饥饿的得饱足。
His miracles performed for those who were blind.
他施神迹使瞎眼的得看见。
For those who were lame and oppressed.By the society in which they live.
使瘸脚的得行走，使受逼迫的得安慰。
If that is not enough to prove that Jesus cares for you,
如果你觉得这一切还不能够证明耶稣他关心。
Consider the promise that He makes to you right now.
现在就想一想耶稣所赐给你的应许。
That if you only believe, He will take away your sin.
只要你相信，他会拿走你一切的罪。
He will take away every sin that you have ever committed.
他会拿走你过去所犯的一切的罪。
Every bit of guilt that has plagued you from your past.
带走一切过去所一切在过去所带给你的愧疚。
He promises that not only love, He loves you and cares for you now.
他允许他不仅现在爱你。
But that He wants to love and care for you for all eternity.
他更希望能够永远的爱你。
We have Jesus' own promise to us that we can rely on.
我们有耶稣基督自己的话可以相信。
Let's look at John 3:16 to 17.
我们来看一下约翰福音三章十六节到十七。
He himself said this: For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这是耶稣自己的话。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And listen, he goes on. He says, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
My friend, are you ready to trust his care for you today?
亲爱的朋友，你愿意今天接受他对你的关心吗？
Simply believe, and you will receive everything he has promised.
只要相信，你就能得到他所应许的一切。
I just thought that this was something that you really need to know.
耶稣关心你，这是我相信你需要知道的。
Now what you need to do?
第二部分，你应当去做。
So we have seen that Jesus, what Jesus has done for you.
我们已经看到耶稣为你所做的。
And he's presently doing.
他现在继续在为你。
Now let's take a few moments to see what Jesus called us to this Resurrection Sunday.
让我们来看看在复活节的主日耶稣要我们做什么。
Today,
今天
He calls you and I to die to yourself.
他呼召我们向自己死。
To die to ourselves.
向我们自己死。
What I'm about to tell you is the hardest thing to do, but it's doable.
我所要告诉你的是一件最为困难的事，但人是可以做到的。
Or else it would not be in the Bible.
它并不在圣经里面。
And more than that, that it is something Jesus called us all.Who will follow him to do?
更要紧的是，这是耶稣对每一位跟随他的人所提的要求。
In other words, it is a necessary part of being a Christ follower.
换句话说，这也是作为基督徒必须负上的责任。
And what Christ calls us to accomplish.
这是耶稣呼召我们去完成的事。
He also gives us the power to get done.
他也加添给我们足够的力量去做得到。
In Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus calls us that,to his disciples, saying, If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
马太福音16章24节耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我
Now, what do you mean by to take up your cross?
背起你的十字架是什么意思呢
It means to die to self.
意思是说是向自己死
And to die to self means that you are no longer going to be number one.
向自己的死的意思是说意味着你不再是自己生命当中的第一优先
You are no longer number one in your life.
你不再是自己生命中的第一位。
You no longer live for yourself.
你不再是为自己活。
Theologically speaking, it is an act of identifying with what Jesus did on the cross.
用神学的语言来说，这表示认同与基督同钉十字架。
And practically speaking, it is coming to the realization that Jesus is Lord, accepting Him as the Savior of your life, and allowing Him to take first place from this point forward.
换句话说你是承认耶稣是主是你生命的救主使他从此在你的生命中居首位
You no longer live for yourself but to live for Jesus
你不再为自己活而是为耶稣而活
That is the second point that you need to do
这是第二点你需要做的
You need to live for Jesus
你要为耶稣而活
And to live for Jesus means that I am now going to not live for me
这意味着我现在不再为自己活
And why should I do this?
我为什么要这样做呢
Because of Easter.
因为复活节
Because Jesus died for me.
因为耶稣为我
And rose for me.
为我死为我
And cares for me.
他关心我
And I'm simply acknowledging by the way that I live my life.
我要以我的生活方式宣告
That Jesus should rightfully be in charge of it from this point forward.
耶稣应该从此在我的生命中掌权
He wants me to live for him.
耶稣希望我为他而活
Not for myself.
不再是为我自己
Thirdly,
第三
Rise with Jesus.
与基督与耶稣一同复活
I don't know if you knew about this, but Sir Winston Churchill arranged his own funeral.
我不知道你是否知道英国首相丘吉尔他是自己为自己安排了葬礼
There were stately hymns in St. Paul's Cathedral and an impressive liturgy.
葬礼那天，圣保罗大教堂演奏了庄严的圣乐，并且有隆重的仪式。
But at the end of the service, Churchill had an unusual event planned.
在葬礼最后，丘吉尔做了一个不同寻常的安排。
When they said the benediction,
在祝福之后
，a bugler high in the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral on one side played taps, the universal signal.That the day is over.
教堂顶端一边的军号手吹响了熄灯号，表示一天的终结。
And then there was a long pause.
在经历了一个长长的休止。
Then the bugler on the other side played reveal, the military wake up call.
另一端的军号手吹响了军队当中的起床号。
And it was Churchill's way of communicating that while we say good night.Here and there is good morning over there.
丘吉尔在这里的意思是说，我们这边的晚安是天堂那边的早上好。
Now why could he do that?
他为什么这样做呢
？Because he believed in Jesus Christ.
因为他相信耶稣基督。
He believed in Jesus Christ who said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
他相信耶稣所说的复活在我，生命也在我。
And listen to what Christ says: Those who believe in me, even though they die like everyone else, will live again.
耶稣说信我的人虽然死了也必复活
They are given eternal life for believing in me and will never perish
凡活着信我的人必永远不死
If you are a Christian
如果你是一个基督徒
You are promised that like Jesus there is going to come to a point in time when you will experience the resurrection of the dead
你就有这样的应许有一天你将像耶稣那样复活
And we can trust in that promiseBecause it was made by the one who has already died and returned to life again.
我们有可以这样确信这样的应许，因为这是出自那位死了又活之主的口。
For the Bible says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
圣经上说，但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
Jesus is the first in a long line of people who are going to be raised to life.
耶稣是将来那些复活之人中的第一位。
My hope and prayer today is that you will turn your life over to Him.
我今天的盼望和祷告就是你能够将生命交托给耶稣。
So that you can be one of them.
你也能够成为那些复活信徒中的一位。
You know, brothers and sisters and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
I counted it up and discovered that this is my 41st Easter.
我数了数，这是我的第41个复活节。
The first few.I didn't really know what it was about.
在我生命当中最初的几个复活节，我并不知道它的意义。
And even as I grew up a little older, I have got to admit that the Easter bunny and the Easter eggs had more of an impact on me than Jesus' resurrection.
事实上，当我长大一些，我不得不承认，复活节的兔子和鸡蛋比起耶稣的复活来讲，对我更有影响力。
Every Easter, I look forward.To pick up Easter eggs at Sunday school.
每一个复活节，我当时都很盼望能够在主日学里面去捡那些复活节的鸡蛋。
But there finally came to the point in time when I had to wrestle with the fact of the resurrection in my mind and my heart.
但终于有那么一天，我必须在我的心思意念里与耶稣基督复活这个事实较力。
I had to decide whether what Jesus had done.And is presently doing what's enough for me to give my life over to Him.
我必须决定，耶稣在过去和现在为我所做的这一切，足够使我向他交托我自己的生命。
And my decision was that yes.
我最后的决定是。
He had proven without any doubt that He was the one who was worthy of my life.
毫无疑问，他就是那位值得我一生奉献。与敬拜
and my dedication to Him and my worship.
一生奉献与敬拜的神
And since that day, things have never been the same.
从那一天起，一切都不再一样了。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
My friend, you need to know that Jesus died for you.
我亲爱的朋友，你需要知道耶稣为你死。
That He rose for you.
他也为你复活。
That He cares for you.
而且他关心你。
And He's calling you
他呼召你
to die to yourself,
向自己死
to live for Jesus,
为他活
and to rise with Jesus,
并且与耶稣一同复活
Are you willing to dedicate your life to Him?
你愿意奉献你的生命给他吗
Knowing is not enough,
光知道是不够的
Doing,
而是要我们做
For the Bible says that we not only be listeners, but be doers of His word.
圣经说不要单单听到，而是要行道。
Are you willing to die to yourself?
你是否愿意舍己
？Are you willing to live for Jesus?
你愿意为他活吗
？Are you willing to rise with Jesus?
你愿意与耶稣一同复活吗
？If you are willing,
如果你愿意
，Would you pray this prayer with me?
请你与我一同祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣
，We thank you.
我们感谢你
，That you died for me.
感谢你为我死
，And you rose again the third day.
你在第三天复活
And Lord, you care for us.
亲爱的主，你关心我们
You care for me.
你关心我
In the past, I lived for myself.
在过去，我偏行己路，为自己活
I did not die to myself.
我没有舍己
And today,
而是今天
Because of your love on the cross.
因为你在十字架上的爱
Because of that empty cross.
因着那个已经不再有耶稣在上面的十字架
That I am willingTo die for myself.
我愿意
to die to myself.
我愿意向自己死
I'm willing to live for you.
我愿意来为你活
And I'm willing to rise for you.
我也愿意来为你复活
With Jesus.
和主耶稣
Father, may you be with us today.
亲爱的
Challenge us, Lord.
来挑战我们
Each day and every day.
每一天
That we will die to ourselves.
我们都能够向自己死
To live for you.
能够来为你活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.